Well, Ursula, sincere congratulations. Yourself and Una caused mayhem in the first half.
Yeah.
The two queens, I would call you.
Thanks.
You're called the Twin Towers as well, I think.
Well, we've been called the oldies for the last week or so, so I'm glad you're calling us the queens instead of that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Look, I think the first half and the first quarter, again, was the crucial start we needed. And the goals, again, you know, Una was in the right place at the right time, Shelley as well. But look, our work rate throughout the field, right from defence up to the forwards, was just immense, and that was the difference today, really.
Yeah, and the sign of a good team, they don't panic when the pressure comes on.
Yeah.
And I think that showed today with your performance.
Yeah, and look, sure, we knew Sarsfields were going to get a purple patch. We knew they were going to get on top. They're not the reigning All-Ireland champions for no reason either.
Yeah.
So we knew there was going to be a period of dominance. And even when they got, you know, the goal and a few points or whatever, we kind of refocused and got a score and responded well. And look, what I have just said, since we won the game, the character in this team is just unbelievable. You know, Una really probably shouldn't even still be playing.
And look,
you know, and she still gets three goals. Yeah. Stacey Hugh Wedden yesterday, you know, but her focus was today. That's what it's about.
Training
Mary
the
coming back. Mary's here beside him looking at her. You know, she's back again after two kids. Karen in the subs, you know, back again after having a kid. That's a character, you know, in right across the field and in the subs as well. And everyone played a part today, right from the management team to the committee members to the supporters here today. It was just a brilliant way to finish off the year.
And of course, you know, Ursula, you can have all the character you want in the world, but you must have the skill and the desire to go with it. And you have that character brings desire, but you have to have the skill as well, and you have it in abundance as a team.
Definitely, and I think we just built such momentum in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, it's not just maybe the more experienced players that are standing up. You know, you'll always have Mary and Kieran in defence, but Marie O'Dowd, Aoife Dunn, Katie Roach in defence, unbelievable. Anae Curran, some super scores, Katie Gallagher. An engine going up and down the field. You know, you're not looking to one or two players. There's a lovely balance to the team now, and I think we really expressed ourselves at, you know, stages throughout the game. And, you know, the pitch, you know, it's our fifth week in a row. Some people mightn't believe that, and we still were, you know, maybe we tired in the last couple of minutes, but I think we'll be allowed that too, you know, considering we've had such, you know, incredibly tough games. But, you know, I just think it's a credit to everyone, and I think we deserve the win today.
And you've your own big day now, on the 28th of December, reduced numbers now because of COVID.
Oh God.
Is that a pain in the backside?
Yes. It was a bit disappointing last night now when I heard the news, but I said, look, I'll park it for the night and just kind of switch off from social media and whatever and just focus on today and worry about numbers tomorrow. But look, it's still going to be a great day and a nice way to finish off the year with an All-Ireland champion, an All-Ireland medal, and getting married in the space of a week. So it's a lovely way to finish off the year, and brilliant for Stacey as well to have such a brilliant weekend. And we said we wanted to give her a weekend we'd never forget, so I think we've done that now.
Absolutely, well done, Ursula. Congratulations.
Thanks,
enjoy Christmas.
Yeah, thank you.